Ninth graders in California public schools are being tested on their math skills today. They took a reading and writing exam last week. The tests are a warm-up for next year when they become mandatory and they count towards graduation. Other states have similar exams, but there's disagreement over whether the tests should determine who gets a diploma. From Los Angeles, NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports.
For 4.5 hours last Thursday, hundreds of thousands of freshmen scribbled in their test booklets. They read selected passages from stories about a boy who rides the city bus or a girl who likes hummingbirds. The ninth graders answered multiple choice questions about grammar and content. Then they wrote two short essays. Like many of her classmates at University High in West L.A., Ebony Lee says the test was fairly simple, even though
no one gave us any practice on it. Like, no one told us what was going to be on it. That we just, like, got it fresh. That was ridiculous. Like,
she's more worried about today's math exam, which includes algebra.
Oh, no, I'm going to have to study every kind of math because they don't even give us any what's going to be on the math test. They don't even tell us. It's supposed to be a surprise.
Lee is pretty confident she'll pass, but she echoes her classmates' exasperation at having to take yet another series of tests, this for the first time.
Class of 04, we're the guinea pigs.
They kind of are, and I know for the kids, it's a grueling day. I would not want to take these tests, I can tell you that.
Pam Metz is the assistant principal of University High School. She says she's not happy with having to boil 12 years of learning into one high-stakes test.
We have so many ways that we measure a student's performance here on our campus that this is just, you know, this is one day. And, well, 2 days, with the one with the English and one with the math. And I don't think that's fair to the students. I don't think it's fair to the whole educational system.
Across the country, states are pushing public schools to meet higher standards, alarmed that American students have been outperformed internationally in math and other subjects. Testing has once again become a mantra for public schools, even as universities talk of eliminating the SAT. Still, evaluation is a key element of President Bush's education agenda. And this year, California Governor Gray Davis joined at least 18 other states in linking test scores with graduation.
And I believe it's important to hold kids accountable so we can make sure they're actually learning the skills they need to be successful in life, so that their parents, the taxpayers, and employers know that a high school diploma really means something.
Today's test is voluntary for ninth graders, and it will be mandatory for 10th graders next year. For those who pass, the scores will count toward graduation. Those who fail can take it again and again through their senior year. As recently as last week, lawmakers were still wrestling over whether to postpone the requirement to give teachers and students more time to prepare. State Superintendent Delaine Easton says California finally has an accountability system in place, but she admits the process was a little rushed.
California is now, I think, focused on the right stuff. It's a little bit hit or miss, and there are all the partisan squabbles and all the, I call it, ready, fire, aim. You know, we sometimes initiate programs before we're really ready for them.
Easton says there are still some big challenges. Not every school is teaching to the new standards, and there still are not enough qualified teachers. And there's the possible legal challenges over whether students are being adequately prepared to pass the test. A testing expert at UCLA, Ron Deedle, says California should be prepared for the consequences of setting high standards.
What is going to be the public response if large numbers of students fail? For example, we know that in several of the states, over 80 or even 88% or 90% of the students were not able to pass the exit test the first time they took it. Are we able to politically say, if that happens in California, that that's acceptable? I don't think so.
The results of this year's graduation exam are expected sometime in May. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.